Hello and welcome to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I'm going to be reviewing the NFL draft. All three days are finished, and a ton of trades have happened to shake up the draft, especially into the second round. Early in the first, there was a trade that shook up the draft, and I'll be talking all about this reviewing the draft. Also, look out for my NFL draft grades coming out soon, probably this week. And then also probably looking at the undrafted players, some sneaky ones that could be really good in the future. So stick around here at FinSports Spin. I'll be right back after this quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to FinSports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And let's get started with the first round. First round, we got a lot of picks. First two, no surprise, Wilson and Lawrence, followed by Trey Lance going to the 49ers. A lot of talk about this pick. Not surprised at all. I knew this was going to be the pick. They were looking for a mobile quarterback. And when I heard the report about they wanted Trey Lance or Mac Jones, I knew it was going to Trey Lance. I had Trey Lance in my mock draft even before the report. So here, Trey Lance, no surprise to me. To you, it may be a surprise, but here, Trey Lance, no surprise, especially with the mobility of Trey Lance, and he's honestly a really good corner, a quarterback, and could be close, is really close to Zach Wilson in my grades. Next, we had Kyle Pitts go to the Falcons, no surprise, with Ja'Marr Chase to the Bengals, Jalen Waddle to the Dolphins, Penei Sewo going to the Lions. This one, the GM for the Detroit Lions, super excited about his pick here, going with Penei Sewo. Really great player out of Oregon, Detroit. This, honestly, to me, as I've thought about it, is a better pick than when I first heard it. Great pick here for the Lions at number 7, followed by J.C. Horn and Patrick Surtain. Here, Carolina, I was surprised that they went Horn right off the board. But to me, after just thinking through this pick like I did with Sewo, it honestly is a great pick, especially with a division in the NFC South where they're going to be playing 6 games against 3 teams that have really good wide receivers, and J.C. Horn is a great addition. Pat Surtain to the Broncos, another great pick, except for it was a little questionable, but I really liked it. Then also Broncos, if you're a little surprised by this pick with Patrick Surtain, I think they're going after a quarterback, and that's why they went with Surtain, just to clear it up. Smith to the Eagles, no surprise. They traded up with their divisional rival just to get him. I thought he could fall right to number 12 for him. The Bears traded up to 11, giving away a first-round pick and 3 other picks to the New York Giants to get their future quarterback in Justin Fields. Micah Parsons to the Cowboys, with Rashawn Slater falling to the Chargers. Elijah Vera Tucker going to the Jets as the Jets traded up with the Vikings. Mac Jones falling right to the Patriots. Cardinals took Xavier Collins. The Las Vegas Raiders, took Alex Leatherwood. Jalen Phillips going to the Dolphins, with Jameen Davis to the Washington football team. Kadarius Toney went to the Jets after they traded back. Kwae Pay to the Colts, with Caleb Farley to the Titans. The Vikings still got Christian Darrisaw after a trade back from the Jets. The Steelers went Najee Harris, Travis Etienne to the Jags. Greg Newsome to the Browns, Rashad Bateman to the Ravens. Peyton Turner to the Saints, Eric Stokes to the Packers, Gregory Rousseau to the Bills, Jason Owe to the Ravens, and Joe Tryon to the Buccaneers. So here, as I read out the rest of these picks, as I'm listening to them, Sean Slater, great pick to the Chargers. Questionable one is Alex Leatherwood. He started the year as first-round talent, fell to second-round, early third-round talent. But the Raiders are the Raiders, and they went with the sneaky pick. I don't think it's a bad pick. I think they could have gotten him still in the second round with where they were at. But Alex Leatherwood, just first round, not the best pick there. Jalen Phillips going to the Dolphins, great pick. Jameen Davis to Washington, questionable pick. Kadarius Toney to the Giants really opens up this offense. Quiddy Pay to the Colts makes this defense a whole lot scarier. Caleb Farley to the Titans is a really good add, on my opinion. Christian Darrisaw to the Vikings was going to be at number 14 for the Vikings, but better that they got him late pick because they only got more picks with that. Najee Harris, really love the pick. A lot of people were questioning the pick, but the Steelers, I love this pick with Najee Harris. This is going to be a great one in the future. Travis Etienne to the Jaguars, a little bit questionable, but I like Etienne here, especially with Trevor going number one. Newsome to the Browns, a really good pick, in my opinion. Corner is needed, but the Browns really had a really good draft. Rashad Bateman to the Ravens, really like the pick. This is going to be a great addition, 4 years getting this guy who can be a slot or outside receiver. So just imagine having Sammy Watkins, Rashad Bateman, and Marquise Brown on that offense. That's going to be really cool to see. Peyton Turner to the Saints was my one that I really didn't like, but I can see why they took him. I just don't like where they took him at. Eric Stokes to the Packers. Still, wide receiver would have been better O-line here, but it's the Packers. Gregory Rousseau to the Bills. I like the pick here, and I think the Bills, they're going to get a lot out of him. And then Jason Away to the Ravens here. I like the pick a lot, and Joe Tryon to the Buccaneers is just really good depth at the edge position. Now let's go to round two, my favorite picks. We're not going to go through all of them. Some of the ones that were questionable for me was Tyson Campbell right off the bat going to the Jaguars. I did not like the pick. I thought Tyson Campbell was a third-round pick, in my opinion, especially with Trevon Merrick still on the board. Another questionable one I thought was Richie Grant to the Falcons, even before Trevon Merrick. So Richie Grant, just questionable for me. Another one here, Aaron Banks going super early. I thought he would be a third, fourth round selection. Really strong O-lineman, though, going to the 49ers. Some other ones here, looking down the board. Tutu Atwell going here at number 57 to the Rams was another questionable one. He probably would have been there in the third or fourth round. And if the Rams wanted someone, Terrence Marshall was still on the board. Another player. And that was really it for the really questionable ones. Some of my favorites were the Jets taking Elijah Moore right off the bat at number 34 out of Ole Miss. Elijah Moore is one of my favorite players on the wide receiver position. Javonte Williams was a little bit of a questionable one going to Denver. But I really like the player, strong player coming out of UNC, can find the holes and exploit the holes and really be a great player. Here, next, one of my kind of questionable ones, Landon Dickerson out of Alabama going to the Eagles. Ultimately, I really like the draft for Philly. New England Patriots took Christian Barmore. Really surprised he fell to the second round. Really excited to see what the Patriots can do with him. Then the Bears took Tevin Jenkins. Very surprised he fell. And the Bears start off the draft really good with those two. Levi Onwuzurike out of Washington. Really good defense tackle. I thought they would take Deo Odengbo later in the draft. Asante Samuel to the Chargers. Really like that there. Rondale Moore going to the Cardinals in the second round. At first, it was a very questionable pick, but then as I realized, this is a really good pick for Larry Fitzgerald replacement. Azeez Ojulari falling to the Giants here at 50. A really good pick, in my opinion. Surprised he fell this far. They start out with a great draft. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah falling to 52 to the Cleveland Browns. Jalen Randall to the Titans, also another good pick. Deo Dangbo to the Colts, I liked a lot. Dwayne Eskridge as a third wide receiver on the Seahawks at 56, I really liked. Terrence Marshall to the Panthers at 59, like that a lot too. I also liked Creed Humphrey to the Chiefs, adding more O-line. And then Kyle Trask at 64, not a bad pick for Tom Brady's next man up, basically. Next here in the third round, questionable picks are not my favorite picks here. Andre Sisco right off the bat for the Jaguars at 65. I thought they could go with a better safety that was still on the board. Also, Davis Mills, third pick in the third round at 67. Also, another very questionable one. I did not like this pick a ton, in my opinion. Davis Mills, I like the player. I just don't think here was the great pick for the Texans. Some other questionable ones as I'm looking down the board. Let's see. Here, Josh Palmer to the Chargers at 77. They probably could have got someone better. Raiders taking Malcolm Kuntz out of Buffalo. I did not like that one either. Here at 79 out of Buffalo. There could have been other edges that they probably could have taken that were better than him at that time. Anthony Schwartz out of Auburn. Decent pick in the third round. The Ravens took Brandon Stephens out of SMU. Not a bad pick here late. Yeah, there's probably other guys I could say, but so far those were the biggest ones that stood out to me. But some of my favorite picks coming out of the round, Kellen Mond to the Vikings. I really like the pick here. Mond out of Texas A&M. Really good player coming out. Very strong player. I really think this is going to be a great pick. I'm going to assume that he's going to be having some playing time already. Some of my other favorite ones that I liked, let's see, going down the board. Paulson Adebo to the Saints. They didn't have a great draft until Paulson Adebo. Very good man-to-man coverage out of Stanford. I like this pick a lot to the Saints. I'm not mad at that. Another one, Dyami Brown to the football team. Very good deep threat, especially on a team with Curtis Samuel and Terry McLaurin. Tommy Tremble going in the third round to the Panthers. It's going to be a sneaky good pick. I like Amari Rodgers to the Packers at 85. Very good player. Some other ones that I liked. Let's see, going down the board. I liked Ronnie Perkins to the Patriots here in the third round. Ronnie Perkins, a really good guy off the edge. Elijah Molden to the Titans, building up that cornerback core. And then I like the Broncos here in the third round, getting Quentin Nierz out of Wisconsin, Whitewater, the center. Very underrated player. And then Baron Browning out of Ohio State, another very good one. I like the Broncos here. Then here at the fourth round, J2Fele, good pick right off the bat. Some of the questionable ones, Dez Fitzpatrick. I didn't like him as a second wide receiver, which is most likely what is going to be used. Darren Hall out of San Diego State. I would need to watch some more tape on him. But right now, that's a questionable pick for me. Some other ones, let's see, going down the board that I am seeing. Let's see. This one they did better. Zach McPherson, a little early for me, in my opinion, here at the Eagles at 123. I like the Chuba Hubbard to the Panthers pick at 126 a lot. Let's see. Probably a lot more that I could say. But let's look at the good picks now coming out of the fourth round. Michael Carter going to the Jets here at 107 to the Jets. Really good pick for a running back. I really liked James Hudson to the Browns as an offensive tackle. Amon-Ra St. Brown to the Lions was a really good one, in my opinion. Jabril Cox to Dallas, getting more a lot more defense. Ellerson Smith, the edge out of Northern Iowa, I feel like is going to be a very solid pick and it's going to pay off. Also, another one I like, Chuba Hubbard, like I said, at 126 to the Panthers. Really good pick. Colts getting Kellen Granson out of SMU, another one of my favorites. Ravens getting Tylan Wallace, building up the wide receiver core. And then at 133, Ian Book going to the Saints. Still questionable for me. I'm not sure how they're going to use him, so that's my only problem with that pick. And then Tyree Gillespie out of Missouri going to the Raiders. They picked a lot of safeties. They got Trevon Merrig out of TCU and Devin Diablo out of Virginia Tech. Some of the questionable picks in the fifth round. Starting off the back, Luke Farrell out of Ohio State. A lot of people have him higher than me. I just wasn't super excited from that pick. Traquan Graham out of Texas is another one I wasn't super huge on. And then Evan McPherson, the kicker out of Florida, somehow going here in the fifth round. Crazy. that he even went in the fifth round. Other one here, Jalen Moore. I don't really like the pick from Western Michigan out of the 49ers. Here, Sean Wade going to the Ravens. Maybe a sixth-round pick, but I like the pick here for the Ravens, especially at this point in the draft. And that was really some of the ones I didn't like. Some of the best ones here, Jamaal Sherwood. I think this was early. I've heard he's a really good tackle. I like the pick, just a little too early. Texans' Reverend Jordan, I really like that pick. Getting a tight end who really could be solid. Let's see. Caden Stearns going to the Broncos. I really like that pick, too. Getting a guy next to Justin Simmons, who's a solid player, really good. Also, another Michael Carter went to the Jets. Two Michael Carters, if you did not know that. Another one, Davion Nixon going to the Panthers. A steal, in my opinion, here. Jamar Johnson to the Broncos, another safety. One of them is going to be playing corner, I have a feeling. Richard Leckett going to the Browns. I like that pick a lot. Damador Lenoir, cornerback out of Oregon, going here to the 49ers. I liked him a lot from watching tape. Cameron McGrone going to the Patriots as a linebacker, really good pick. Packers got Shamir Jean-Charles, a really underrated player. Corner, Cornell Powell falling to the fifth round. Very surprising, in my opinion. Going to the Chiefs, who really added that another wide receiver. I can see that paying off in the future. Sixth round here, some of the questionable players. Here, let's see, looking down the board. I mean, there's not a ton of questionable ones. I liked Elijah Mitchell going here in the sixth round, maybe seventh round. Roy Lopez out of Arizona going to the Texans here in the sixth round. I just didn't really like that pick at that time. Wasn't my favorite one here in this draft. Let's see. Some other ones here. A lot of players. Sam Ellinger to the Colts wasn't my favorite player going to the Colts. I wasn't a huge fan of it. Here, surprising that Israel Mukwamu fell to the sixth round. Very surprised about that. Thomas Graham, I think that was a good pick right at the end there in the sixth round. Seth Williams, I like the pick late in the round. So some of my favorite ones that I liked, let's see. I like Marlon Tibbetot out of USC going to the Eagles. Really thought that was a solid pick on a bad D-line. Deontay Brown falling to the Panthers here in the sixth round. Another surprising one. Elijah Mitchell, like I said, to the 49ers. I thought was interesting. Some other ones. Let's see. Jalen Twyman filing to the Vikings at 199. That special Tom Brady number. Here, Marquez Stevenson to the Bills, another one I like. Rodarius Williams to the Giants at 201. Let's see, any other ones that I really liked. I like Demetric Felton to the Browns, adding another wide receiver / running back. Damar Hamlin going to the Bills as another safety. Another one that I liked. Khalil Herbert to the Bears, I liked. Quincy Roche to the Steelers, all really good picks. Isaiah McDuffie to the Packers, really good picks. Jacoby Stevens to the Eagles. A lot of good picks here in the sixth round. Really good value picks. Seventh round or final round here. There's a lot of questionable ones in the seventh round, so I'll just say who I liked from these picks. Patrick Johnson out of Tulane going to the Eagles at 234. Also liked Kerry Vincent to the Broncos, the corner. Jonathan Cooper to the Broncos, another one. I like James Wiggins, the safety out of Cincinnati, going to Arizona. A really good pick. Thought he could get picked earlier. Let's see. I also liked, let's see, who else? Keelan Hill to the Packers was a question one. To the Packers. Jamar Jefferson to the Lions, like that. Picks Dax Mealon to Washington football team. Last pick, I don't really know who it was. It's Grant Stewart, linebacker out of Houston, going as Mr. Irrelevant. Let's see if there's any other. I like Shaka Tony out of Penn State going to football team. I thought he would be a 6th, 5th round pick. And that really is the only ones that I really liked here in this late round, in the 6th, 7th round. So thank you so much for watching. This was my recap of the NFL draft. I'll be doing some more NFL draft stuff and even maybe giving you a sneak peek into the 2022 NFL draft. So stay tuned for all of that. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.